I'm sorry. I feel really emotional today for some reason. I'm sorry. I try not to cry because this isn't a crying thing. But God is good. He is so good to us. And I just love him this morning with all my heart. I'm sorry. I don't even know why I'm crying. I can't make myself quit. Sister Carol, would you mind opening in prayer and asking God to help me? Thank you, Sister Carol. This morning we're going to talk about, I always think it's funny when preachers, and I'm not a preacher, but they say if I would title my sermon, it would be Thrive. It's like, well, you just kind of did. So it's funny how you come up with things sometimes. And I told the ladies in our ladies meeting that, I had different things I was thinking about doing, and one of them just went completely by the wayside, and the other one was that song I told y'all, Thrive, by Casting Crowns, and that's where this came from, but it really has nothing to do with the song. But the song kind of got me to looking, and so that's where I came up with this. That's how I came up with this. But to thrive means to prosper or to flourish. And God wants us to prosper and flourish. And we're going to read Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. And it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, and its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." The man who trusts in the Lord, who hopes in the Lord, is a blessed man. And these scriptures tell us that he's going to be like a tree that's planted by the living water, it's not going to be anxious or fearful when the heat comes and when drought comes, but it's going to flourish. It won't stop yielding fruit because it's going to be nourished and cared for, and he's going to sustain that tree. He's going to keep that tree strong. And some of the commentaries said that Jeremiah wasn't referring, or he was talking about a summer heat. And we haven't had real summer heat here this year. But you can think back to when we've had some real summer heat in the last, can't say near future, near past. What would you say? Not too distant past. We've had some intense heat. And Jeremiah wrote, he was in Judah. And so that's the Middle East. And lately, I've been paying attention to our missionaries there, and they've said the temperatures have been upwards of 120 degrees. And I looked up for today, and it's forecasted 115 degrees. And that's the kind of intense summer heat that Jeremiah is talking about. Not the 80s and low 90s we've had, but that intense, drying, hard heat. It's hard to endure. And that's what Jeremiah is talking about. That's the kind of heat he's talking about here in these scriptures. So what can make a tree thrive in that? How can a tree thrive in that? It's hard. If you've ever planted crops or just had flowers in your garden, when it gets in the middle of summer, not like I said, you can't take this summer, but a normal, ordinary summer, your plants won't survive unless you carefully tend to them every day and water them. So why can this tree thrive in the middle of Judah in the summer heat? The first reason is because there is constant nourishment for this tree. The tree, it says, is planted by the river. It didn't just happen there. It wasn't a seed that fell off another tree and it suddenly grew up and became this mighty tree. It was planted. And that's how you and I are. We are planted by Jesus Christ. We are called. We are chosen by Him. We are His chosen people. He chose you. And when He chose you and pulled you out of the world, He planted you through Jesus Christ. He planted you by the living water. And the living water is Jesus Christ. So this tree didn't just happen. It was chosen and placed in a specific location so that it can be nourished. And that's how we are. We are placed in a specific location. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 21 says, "Also your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified." We are planted. We are His, the work of God's hand. We are His planting. He did the work. He chose us. He called us out and planted us by the water. We are in Christ, from whom the nourishment flows to us. We are nourished by the living water. In John chapter 4, you all are familiar with the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman. And He came, they were both at the well, and she was drawing water, and He asked her for a drink, and she said, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for a drink, and you would never thirst again. So He is the living water that will cause us to never thirst again, that will be a constant source of nourishment and supply for us when the year of drought comes, when the heat comes, when the hard times come. He will be our constant source of nourishment and water. This type of water that it's referring to here, it's like a stream, or it bubbles up. It's constantly flowing. It's not dependent on rain to flow. You've seen creeks and rivers that have dried up when there hasn't been sufficient rain. But that's not the kind of water that this is referring to. It's a river that has a constant flow. It has a constant replenishing flow, so it doesn't stop. It doesn't depend on the right conditions for there to be nourishment. It's constant. You don't have to wait for the right conditions in your life to be nourished by Jesus, to have the supply that you need. You don't have to wait for the right job or the right husband or wife, or you don't have to wait for anything to be perfect, because there is a constant river that will flow to meet your needs. And it doesn't matter the circumstances around you. It doesn't matter what life throws at you. This river's not dependent on it. It doesn't dry up. It doesn't get just to be a trickle or a little bit. It's a constant flowing river. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3 is a similar passage. It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also has not withered, and whatever he does shall prosper." So in Jeremiah, it's the man who trusts in the Lord, but here we see that those who are nourished are those who delight and meditate on the law of the Lord, the word, the scripture, the word of the Lord. So we don't have to worry when the heat comes and when the drought comes, because we've been nourished. There's constant nourishment from His word. So we prepare ourselves when we read and study His word, when we come to church on a regular basis and fellowship with other believers and hear His word taught and preached, then we are being nourished, so that when drought comes, when the heat comes, when pressure comes, we have something in us. We have the nourishment that we need to survive. We build our faith, so when the drought comes, we have His word to trust in. And you know, when we trust His word, we're not trusting this. When you believe God's word, you know you're not believe, you're not trusting his word. You're trusting him. Because he wrote it. The Bible says in John 1 that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when we nourish ourselves with this, when we put this in our hearts and we read it and we study it and we hear it preached and taught to us, then we're not trusting in the written word. We're trusting in the living word. We're trusting in God who gave the word. And so our trust is in him, and our nourishment comes not from his word, but from him. I don't guess I'd really ever thought of it that way, but when we trust this, when he comes and trials come, and we turn to the word, we're not really turning to this. We're turning to God. We're turning to our creator, to the one who saved us and gave us life. That's who we're turning to. And he gave us this word so that he could speak to our hearts through the word. We see here that, to be nourished, it says that the tree is planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. To be nourished, we have to spread out our roots. We can't just be planted and then stay the way we are. Because if you have shallow roots or they're not deep, then your tree is going to fail. Whatever you plant, if it doesn't get good roots, it's not going to survive. So we have to make sure our roots go deep, that they don't stay shallow, that they go deep. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus talks about the sower. It's familiar to all of us, but you know what? The sower sows the seeds, and it falls on all different kinds of ground. But when it falls on the shallow ground, no roots come. And so when the heat comes, the Bible says, Jesus said that when the heat came, that was sown on shallow ground, it withered up and died because it didn't have any access to the living water. It didn't get down deep enough to get the nourishment that it needed. And so when heat came, when hard times came, when persecution and trials came, it withered up and died because it couldn't endure, because it hadn't sunk its roots deep into that living water. Into Jesus Christ, our Savior. People say all the time that they're saved and they're, you know, they have this profession of faith, but they have no roots. It is as shallow as, I won't be tacky, but it's shallow. They have this outward appearance and they have the nice words to speak, but when hard times come, they just crumble because they have no roots. They haven't put their trust truly in him and let him nourish and build them up. See, when our roots go deep, we begin to get nourished, and so we begin to grow and become stronger so that we can endure. It's a process, right? When you plant a tree, if you planted a tree in your yard, it's a process. It takes years for some trees to get, it takes years for them to be that way. So we have to be a constant work. It's a constant work for us that we're doing all we can to get our roots deeper and deeper so that we are strong. When the winds of life blow, we have the strength to endure because they're going to blow, and sometimes they're going to blow really hard. And we're going to faint and fail if we haven't sunk our roots deep into our Savior. The second reason that this tree can endure the heat and the drought is because they have constant protection. They have heat enough to grow, but not so much that they can endure. You know, all your plants need a little bit of heat. And so we probably need a little bit of heat to keep us growing, right? If we get too comfortable, then we quit reading his word and we quit praying and doing the things that we need to sink our roots deep. So we have to have a little bit of pressure on us, a little bit of a life's heat so that we continually go to the source, so that we're continually going to the rock, and seeking him. The tree that's planted by the water does not fear or get anxious when heat and drought comes. And it says, your leaf shall remain and it will be green. It won't just remain, but it's gonna flourish and be green. So when our faith holds, when storms and trials come and the heat comes and our faith holds, then we still have nourishment. So our leaf remains green. Our faith doesn't waver. So we remain with constant nourishment from the river. The Bible tells us that we should cast all of our cares upon Him because He cares for us. That's constant protection from the heat and the drought. We have constant protection from Him. The man who trusts in the Lord is not afraid when the heat comes. They don't get worried and start running scared when heat comes, when trials come, when things don't go their way. They don't duck their head and say, I can't do this anymore. I can't endure this anymore. I can't handle this anymore. They rise up and say, I've thought of this song several times. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. I won't do the rest, Madison. Splish, splash, yo. We don't run scared when heat comes if we have sunk our roots deep. We have protection, a constant protection. When persecution comes, we're not hurt by it, but we grow from it. When people persecute us, we don't let it make us shrivel up and go into our little shell and roll up in a ball and, you know, cry. We grow from it. We have the strength to endure it. When famine comes, maybe spiritually or physically, when there's not enough spiritually, when there's not enough physically, when you can't feed your family or you just don't have enough to make ends meet, God will be our protection and our supply. He will be enough for us. So we don't have to worry when drought comes or when there's no physical rain, because we're already... just like the song today, you know, I feel the rain. Well, sometimes we go through dry times and we don't feel that extra rain. But we don't have to have it because we've already sunk our roots into Jesus Christ, who has a constant flow that doesn't stop. So even when you go through the dry spiritual times and you don't feel the Holy Spirit and you don't feel like you're getting anything or you're getting anywhere, we can still not wither up. Our leaves don't have to turn brown and start acting like they're fixing to fall off because we already have the supply of Jesus Christ and His constant flow. In Exodus and Deuteronomy and several places in the Old Testament, the Bible says, or God said that He would fight the battles for His people, that He would fight for them, that they could hold their peace and He would fight their battle. So we have a constant protection. We don't have to always fight our own battles. We have Him to fight for us, and He will fight for us. He is our constant provider and protector, and He will go before you and fight the battle for you. We won't be like, and I've already done this. I haven't done it so much this year, but I did have one day where I went out and I'd forgot to water my flowers, and you know how they immediately start to, you know it immediately when you forget to water them. In the year of drought, if we haven't been nourished by Him, that's how we're gonna be. And people are gonna see you start to wither up. People are gonna notice if you haven't been tapped into the living water, when you don't get a little bit of rain, people are gonna see it if you're not tapped into Him. They're gonna see that you're not getting the nourishment for Him that you need. So we have protection from the heat when our roots are deep and we're receiving His spiritual nourishment. The third thing we see here in this scripture is that we will not cease from yielding fruit. We will continue to bear fruit even when it's dry and it seems impossible that we should have fruit being shown. We will still bear fruit. I want to read... Philippians 1 and 11, it says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So in dry times or in the drought and in the heat, we can continue to live bear fruits of righteousness. We can still live righteous, holy lives. Why? It says here we live that through Jesus Christ. The living water that we are planted by will give us the strength to continue to live righteous and holy lives. We can continue to bear fruit of the fruit of the Spirit, the fruits of holiness and the fruits of sanctification, because we are sanctified by Jesus Christ. So you won't quit bearing fruit. You know, sometimes people can use that as an excuse when things are tough and things haven't been going the right way. Well, we just quit. We don't quit coming to church, but we just sit on our hands and say, well, I can't do nothing because it's hard and I'm dry and God's just not moving like I think he should. So we just decide we're going to quit bearing fruit. But the Bible says we don't have to quit bearing fruit in the hard times. And when we're dry and when things are tough, we can continue to be fruitful in his kingdom. We don't have that excuse that if things aren't right, that we can just not bear fruit anymore. We still can bear fruit even in the toughest times in our lives. We can still bear fruit that will bring glory to God, because that's what the fruit does. It glorifies him. And what better time to bear fruit than when you're in the middle of the blazing heat? I mean, have you ever been out? You know, we've probably all like been amazed at times when a plant thrived, or if you planted a garden and somehow you still got that tomato, even though it's just been hot and dry, and you're like, wow, I still got something from this planting. That's how it should be with us. Even when things are the toughest and the hottest and the driest, we should still be bearing fruit for Jesus Christ, because it will glorify him. When we are down and out and at our lowest, if we can praise his name and bear fruit and be a witness, then we will still glorify him. And that's what this scripture tells us we can and we should do. There is no excuse to not bear fruit and build his kingdom, no matter how bad your life may seem and how cranked up the heat may be on you. You can still be fruitful for him. If we are not depending on God, then we are going to be fruitless. See, when I'm dependent on him, I've got a constant nourishment. I know some of the stuff, I feel like I keep saying the same things, but when I'm dependent on Jesus Christ, then my roots are deep. My nourishment's coming from the living water, Jesus Christ, who does not, that river does not slow down. It doesn't trickle sometimes and rush other times. It's constant. It's a steady flow that I have. But when I begin to try to do it on my own, all of a sudden I'm not using his strength. And so I can't bear fruit anymore, because all of a sudden, instead of bearing fruit, I'm concentrating on trying to fix everything. I'm concentrating on my problems and what I can do to solve them, what I can do to change the circumstances. And all of a sudden I've quit trusting in the living water that's springing up like a well within me. And I start trying on my own to say, well, how can I fix this? And how can I change that? And what needs to be done here? And what needs to be done there? How can we get things going here? And all of a sudden we're trying to do it on our own, and we become fruitless because we're not relying on him. And we've all of a sudden started relying on ourselves. And so we began to stop bearing fruit, because all of a sudden our focuses went from him to us. We can't be a blessing to others when we're focusing on the problems. We can't serve others when we're not trusting him. See, even in the midst of your fire and your heat, you can still bear fruit. You may be the shelter that somebody else needs. Your fruit may simply be the help and the shelter that someone else needs from their heat and their fire, and you have what they need, because your roots are deep and you're being constantly nourished by God and through Jesus Christ. When difficult times come, they can run to you because you're tapped into living water, and maybe they've not quite figured that out yet, but they can come to you and you can bear fruit in their lives because you have that nourishment and that strength that you need. Also, we can also just point them to the source. We can bear fruit by just saying, hey, sink your roots deep. Here's where my water comes from. Here's why I'm thriving under the same circumstances. You can put people under the same circumstances, and one can thrive and one can just fall apart because they have different root systems. Because one's trusting in the Lord and the other one's just trying to do it their own way. So it's all about the roots. And you know, the roots are not seen, are they? We don't know what they look like. They're under the ground. They're hidden. But what kind of roots you have will be exposed. When heat and dry times come, when pressure comes, your roots will be exposed. And so I want to end, and we're going to get out of here really early. Because I'm not like my brother. I don't have 18 points. I still don't know how I can get 18 points out of scripture, but I want to end with something that I didn't write. I want to read it because I like the way it says it. But they give two examples of men from the Bible. And so I want to close with this, but I want to read it more than anything because I like the way it says it. Who is the one who is rooted beside the river? This is the one who puts his trust in the Lord when things are good and who puts his trust in the Lord when things are bad. This is the man who seeks to obey the commands of the Lord because he trusts in the Lord. This is a person like Job who was rich, who had a wonderful family and was physically healthy. And while things were good, he feared the Lord and turned away from evil. And then when his wealth was taken and his family was lost, and when his health was stripped from him, dared to even call out, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away." But he still says, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job is an example of us who he's had his roots deep. And so he praised the Lord when things were good and it was 70 degrees outside and that things were going nice. And he praised the Lord when the heat came, when it was ratcheted up on his life and everything was taken. He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." He could not have done that if he hadn't been tapped into the living water, if he hadn't been getting nourishment from the God who wrote the word, who was and is to come. The one who is rooted beside the river is a man like the Apostle Paul, who lived in poverty and who lived in prosperity, whose stomach at times was empty and at times it was filled. And he was a man who endured persecution and beatings and stonings and prisons, but could still call out, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He could do all things because he was planted by the fount of living water. We are supposed to be like the Apostle Paul, that in prosperity or poverty, if we are being beat and persecuted and abandoned, we can still say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because my source is the living water, Jesus Christ. And I'm founded upon, my roots are deep in the Word of God, and that's who I trust. I trust God, and I trust Jesus Christ." So I encourage you today to be rooted and grounded. Don't be a shallow Christian. Don't be shallow. Don't be wishy-washy. Make up your mind. Either you're going to serve him or you're not. Because I don't think, Sister Carol, I don't remember how she referred to it, but if you can't trust in the Lord and you're not truly serving him, then maybe you're not a true Christian. But it's time that we make up our mind that we are going to plant ourselves, that we are going to be rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, and we are going to flourish. That it doesn't matter. You know what? There are, and we're going to talk a little bit about it tonight. I want to talk about missions a tiny bit tonight, but there are people in this world today who are giving their life for Jesus Christ. Could you do that? I've asked myself that lately. Could I do that? If I'm not rooted and grounded in him, probably not. I'm going to wither up when that kind of heat, if you think you faced heat, if you think that the silly things that we call pressure around here in the United States is bad, do you think we could handle that kind of intense persecution and pressure like Paul did and like Christians are doing today throughout the world? If they're not rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, then you're going to fail and you're going to fall. And the first chance the devil gets to put some pressure on you and tempt you, you're going to fall over like a weak tree in the summer wind. We had a tree that we planted. We had two planted at the same time. One's still living and one's gone. You don't even know where it was at anymore because one was strong and one was weak. And that's how it is. The Bible says that when Jesus comes, that two are going to be planting, one's going to be taken and one's going to be gone. Two are going to be laying in bed, one's going to be taken and one's going to be gone. Because those that are not rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ are not going to be able to stand in the time when persecution and trials come. They're going to fall apart. And they're not going to be able to endure. And that's what it's going to take, is it's going to take endurance. Those who want to see Jesus Christ are going to have to endure to the end. The Bible says, "Those who endure till the end shall be saved." And God has given us a great way right here to endure. Run your roots deep. Get your nourishment from the flow of Jesus Christ and trust his word. And you will have nourishment. you'll have protection, and then you'll continue to bear fruit, and that fruit will bring glory to God your Father. We have way too much time to go home, so we're going to, Sister Dell, I didn't know if we'd pray or not, but there's no reason not to pray, because we can't run our roots deep if we're not willing to pray. And so we need to pray this morning, and if you think you've got it all going on, that's fine. Somebody else needs it. But she's going to come, and if you'll come this morning, and we have no hurry, okay? Lunch isn't going to be ready for a little while because you forgot to turn your crock pot on last night. I did. They're probably not done back there in the back yet with their lessons, so let's just spend a little time in prayer this morning and pray that your roots will run deep and that you will be strong and built up in Jesus Christ.